The music you hear comes from the wonderful Belgian hand organ. You know what that is? The world's largest, most musical, most beautiful merry-go-round band organ. And it's featured at that fabulous tourist attraction, the Gay 90s Village in Sykeston, Missouri. The village was the creation of a mechanical engineer who at one time owned and operated a plumbing and heating business. Then he was ordered by his doctor to slow down, and he started collecting and repairing old-time Nickelodeons as a hobby, which eventually developed as a full-time job. You can see all these organs and many more on display at the 19th Annual Antique Show at Madison Square Garden, and it's going right now. But, of course, right here, you're going to meet the proprietor of the Gay 90s Village, Paul Akins. Paul is very nattily dressed in a green striped shirt and a little string tie and a derby, which he assures me is a brand new one. I thought you'd at least have an antique.
Well, the moths got in my
Move
antique.
Move up here, will you?
See, that's...
The moths got in your antique?
Oh, yes.
Have moths ever gotten into these organs?
Oh, moths and rats and mice, they leave the evidence, you know.
They do? Do they eat up the strings and stuff?
No, all the felts. They don't bother the strings.
The felt. They eat up the felt, yeah. This is called nickel music, and it's about the only place where you can use a nickel nowadays, isn't it?
Well, strangely enough, you can't use a nickel in these, as I refill.
You have to use a quarter now, do you? Yes, well, prices have gone up since
those days,
huh?
No, I'm not. The first thing I do when I start to rebuild is to ream that nickel out so it takes quarter.
Inflation.
I thought I'd found something that a nickel because...
These are called quarter-oleans now.
Quarter-oleans.
Yeah, I see.
Carmel?
How do you do, Mr.? Is it Akins?
Akins, yes.
Do you wax your mustache?
I sure do.
Is it... Maggie, feel the edge of it there. Is it sharp?
Well, it's a little solid.
It's not as solid as our hairdos.
No. Is this the hand organ that the people used to wind?
Well, I think you're being the little monkey organ.
They the used monkey to turn, organs, yes.
No, this is an enormous organ. It has 418 pipes. It's about 16 feet long.
How does it work when you put in your quarter?
Well, the quarter, of course, starts an electric motor. And in the bottom of the organ, there's two enormous bellows that work up and down like this. Then it plays from a cardboard book called a jackard card with holes in it, you know?
Yes, yes.
And as they go through the tracker bar, that actuates different pipe.
Is this in a kind of a restaurant?
No, we have them in a museum.
Oh, I see. And do people come along and play it?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Yes, happily they put lots of quarters in. Rita?
Mr. Akins, my husband and I were at the antique show last night and visited your what's your little village at the
Gay 90s Village.
Gay 90s Village. And it's really the high spot because you're going along and by 2 hours your feet are tired, your hands are dusty, but then you hear this music and it was very delightful. I was in St. Louis not too long ago. I was in Paducah, really, but I was stopped at St. Louis. And there was a man there who played an organ, but he had all these extra gadgets on. Do you know who I mean? He's supposed to be quite unique in that area.
Well, I know about the gentleman and the machine. I've never
he
seen
He plays it. In a hotel.
And yes, I think it's in West.
How long would it take him to build that it was an organ with banjo and bells and everything?
Oh, I would say 300 or 400 hours.
You were going to say years.
You have piano and banjos whole ones that all play together, don't you?
Oh, yes.
All kinds of things I've been reading. You have the Seaberg Midget and the Encore Banjo and the Akin Special.
Yes.
Well, we'll describe that after we find out what Sue wants to ask you.
I want to know when you collect these old Nickelodeons, if you ever find old nickels in them.
Yes, ma'am.
You do?
Sure do.
Oh, that must be fun, kind of like a treasure hunt. What do you have at your Gay 90s Village besides organs? Do you have any other kind of musical instruments?
Well, actually, we have very few organs. We have about 70 restored Nickelodeons, which is by far the largest...
Quarter-oleans.
Well, we call them Nickelodeons. Which is by far the largest collection of them on Earth.
Oh, I'm sure it
Were these has. All electrically yes. operated? I mean, wasn't it before the time of sort of the frequent use of electricity that these things came into being?
Well, the Belgian organ, of course, was made in 1885, and then They had a little guy who turned the big wheel, and as long as there was a mug of beer here, you had music, you know? But the banjo was made in 1893, right on 50 Broadway here in New York, and it was electrified. You know, electric motors handmade were available about 1891.
Uh-huh.
You remember that.
You didn't have a little built-in man there underneath that just sort of went with it all the time.
Betty, what's your question?
Hi, Mr. Akins.
Hi.
I have a question. If you could have all the quarters that have gone into this organ during the antique show, if they were all yours for free and you didn't have to pay and all this and that, you know, all the expenses, what would you do with this money? What would be your desire?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't given it any thought.
Well, I'm just giving you that little goodie. What would you like to do with this money?
Well, you talk about all of the money. The amount of quarters that have gone through there now, I could probably go buy a case of good bottles, you know, and enjoy myself for a week.
Oh. Well, now I know what you'd like to do. Thank you very much.
Tell us about the Akins Special. It has 49 flute pipes for a starter.
Well, the Akins Special actually was a funeral parlor organ. And we added the bass drum, snare drum, cymbal, castanet, triangle, tambourine. Must have a couple of more. Indian woodblock.
Timpani.
And did I mention cymbal?
Yeah, crash cymbal and tambourine. And they all go at once. Wild, man.
They're operated from a perforated paper roll. This, incidentally, would be a picture of the top of the...
The top of it. And listen, could I have this at my funeral? It's not bad.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, it just depends. If it's convenient for you, it probably would be us.
What kind of music does it play, that funereal one?
Oh, well, we've changed its entire complexion. We have a roll on there now, the Roaring Twenties, you know. Yes, sir, my baby.
I can see me. Yes, sir, that's my baby, and I'm lying. Well, anyway, right now I'm going to say, yes, sir, those are our babies. And Paul Akins, it was wonderful to have you here. We'll see you at the Antique Show. And Sam Wanamaker, you were absolutely delightful. I'll be back in a moment.